This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7. We've got about a five-minute sports roundup. Right off the top, he who shall not be named, legendary. I did not write this. This is per MLF off of X. Legendary offensive line coach Bill Callahan created a special blocking sled called Bertha. Love the name. That is 380 pounds, and it only moves if it is hit properly. I love everything about the Bertha sled. There's a video of guys trying to move it. Some can, some cannot. If you didn't know, Jordy Ball is a top 10 finalist for the 2025 USA Softball Collegiate Player of the Year Award. Good luck to the softball team this Friday as they take on UConn. Good luck to Jordy Ball. I may be biased, but she's top 10 in the entire country in batting average, top 10 in the entire country in ERA. She's got to be a favorite to win that award. This is insane. All right, Auburn player, Johnny Broom, basketball player. So I'm looking at a picture. It doesn't say height or weight or anything. Okay, it looks like he's about 6'6", maybe 220. Desmond Watson, the 400-plus defensive lineman from Florida. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He has a 25-inch vertical leap. Johnny Broom, 24.5. What does he weigh?
So Johnny Broom is 6'10", 240.
240. So he's outweighed by almost 200 pounds. I'm telling you, that Desmond Watson from Florida, keep your eye on him. Who was that big Packer guy from back in the day?
Gilbert Brown?
Oh, dude. He's like another Gilbert Brown. Keep your eye on him. A couple of recruiting updates. Four-star cornerback Danny Odom is down to eight schools. All right. This is a big-time potential recruit, 6'2", highly sought after. Nebraska's among those eight schools. Oklahoma, Miami, Georgia, Nebraska, Syracuse, Clemson, Penn State, and Florida. Also, Nebraska is set to host 7 offensive linemen during the month of June as well, trying to build up those trenches. Did you see this, Jake? Justin, Major League Baseball has reinstated Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson, who were previously kicked out of the Sports Hall of Fame for gambling. What are your thoughts on those two?
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Getting back in.
Yeah.
Or getting in.
It's something that's been, for the Pete Rose crowd, has been waiting for decades for. It's just interesting because the ruling is based on the fact that they passed away. And more specifically, Pete Rose passed away last year. Obviously, the Black Sox scandal has been long before that. But that's what I find most interesting about it. It's a lifetime punishment. And then once you're done, then the lifetime punishment is lifted.
That is very interesting. I have a little harder time with Shoeless Joe Jackson. Obviously, this is before my time, but if you threw a World Series, that's hard for me to deal with.
He's
so
a
to
top
speak.
Five batting average of all time, though.
Oh, I'm not doubting the on the field success. All right, you probably heard about this, but Cam Jurgens. All right, Beatrice announced it will rename the field, their local field there, for former Husker and Super Bowl champion Cam Jurgens. That is pretty cool. Nebraska Wesleyan. Softball, my sister's alma mater. She did track there, held a couple of school records back in the day. Nebraska Wesleyan softball has won a school record 31 games and is heading to the NCAA D3 tournament. Last thing I got before we get out of here. You've probably seen the videos of the number 5 overall pick, Cleveland Browns, Mason Graham, kind of having maybe not looking the most impressive in some of these drills during mini camp so far. All right. A video surfaced of him throwing up in between plays during one of their mini camps, and somebody kind of quote tweeted, said, "Welcome to the NFL, Mason Graham." Oh, man, it's tough because when you're training for the draft, it is not training for football. When you're training for the combine, it's almost like track training. I felt like I got worse at football while I was training for the combine. I really did. So then all of a sudden, a week or two later, you're in these mini camps, and it's just, you have to do this in order to get drafted as highly as possible, train for the combine, but then maybe you're not the best prepared for football, which he will have the whole summer to get there. All right, the last thing of the day, actually, one more thing. Huskers track and field heads to Eugene this week in the hunt for individual and team titles at the 2025 Big Ten Outdoor Championships. Action begins on Friday at 2 p.m. for combined field events, all right, with 9 Husker men ranked in the top 5 of the conference entering the weekend. They look to repeat as victors and earn their 3rd straight championship. The women currently have 7 athletes ranked in the top 5 of the Big Ten as they work to improve on last year's 2nd place team finish. This will take place May 16th through 18th in Eugene. Good luck. Go, Big Red Nose. Remember to throw the bombs.